Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You here at Senior Talk Radio. We're in our second segment with Talk of the Town with Christina Liu. And right before break, Christina was talking about some programming and how to best get in touch with the town. And of course, we always say call 311 or 869-6311. So one of the things to note is if you are on your cell phone, and if you may not even have a home phone. So if you don't
have a home phone. I know, because it's funny. I was actually thinking about that, Beck, because, you know, when we started, a lot of people had landlines, but there's a lot of people now who don't. So I think it's just the rule of thumb is just do the 516-869-6311 number.
One of the issues that we run into is, especially with transportation, if when a senior calls for a return trip, so if they're at the doctor or if they're at food shopping and they're using Project Independence transportation, if they for some reason are having difficulty getting through to the taxi company to for their return trip, they should call 311 because we can always assist them. However, if you dial 311, you're going to more than likely get New York City's 311 and they'll probably hang up on you. So what you need to do is program 516-869-6311 into your cell phone. And, you know, so whenever you plan to call 311, you just dial it directly. And this way you'll always get the call center. So 311 is really the town's call center by dialing 311. From your landline at home, that's how you access it by dialing 311. But everyone else in every other situation should just dial the full number.
Well, just a suggestion on that, if like some people might have a problem doing that. So ask somebody to put that phone number into your phone, and then you can put an icon on the screen that says this is 311. And really all they would have to do is hit the icon to make the call.
So whatever type of cell phone you have, you know, if you're not familiar with putting the contact in, ask somebody to help you with it. And, you know, like what Otto was saying is there's probably a way of just hitting one either icon or number for a fast dial. So that's a great idea.
Absolutely. And while we're talking about, you know, 311 and transportation, a couple of weeks ago, we promoted, you know, some changes that were going on in the transportation program that were effective as of July. So those were just that the food shopping is Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. And this is really to avoid that rush hour piece. And then there is no weekend transportation, right? So those were the two main changes, except for essential medical appointments. So those were the two major changes.
Even people need to call where you know, it's really because we, Dina and I, we do not work weekends. So if anything were to arise, and though 311 is open on the weekends, they are not full time. So having transportation on the weekend has run into situations where we're unable to help. You know, if something comes up, if somebody can't get through to a taxi company. But with Project Independence Transportation, it's important to note that it is an option. It should be looked at as like, you know, your circle of support or your toolbox. It's one of the ways that you can get food shopping and to your doctor in the town, but it shouldn't be your only way. So, you know, if you should also always have a backup plan, and that goes with anything,
right?
Anywhere you go using any transportation, you know, make sure somebody knows where you're going. You know, if you know someone who lives nearby that has a car, just always make sure you have a backup plan because so many things happen. I mean, even we've had some like massive traffic backups where it's, you know, very hot out and the taxi is late running to get somebody. And maybe they're only a block or two away from their house. You know, we've had that happen. So always have a backup plan. You know, save those numbers, Otto. You know, I think it's so important to emphasize, if you do have a cell phone, make sure you have all those important numbers in your cell phone. And well, then it's just a, yes.
No, I'm sorry, but here's another thought, all right? You talk about food shopping. Suppose you have a daughter that lives in Michigan. Your daughter in Michigan can actually food shop for you by going on Instacart or King Cullen or Stop and Shop or whatever. They can enter orders for you there for delivery to your door. And that's worth having as a backup plan in your circle of support. Even if they can't physically go to the store, you can talk to them on the phone about what you need, and they can actually order food for you.
No, that's a great point too, Otto. You know, and that's something I think all of us can relate to at any age, especially during this pandemic, you know, that became kind of a thing. I mean, that was the first time I used any of these services was during this pandemic. And I have to say, you know, it was a very, you know, obviously it was very hard to get appointments because we were in a crazy time, but on your average thing, you know, if I was to do it now, it's not that difficult. And you schedule the date and then the time, you get a window. And it's a really pretty seamless thing. And I think that that's a great point, Otto, that if you don't have family here, you can still kind of coordinate with them for, you know, to get these, you know, services.
Yeah.
And I mean, a lot of them do. I mean, look at CVS, they deliver, you know, so that became kind of a thing, you know, that was a perk, you know, during this whole time, that a lot of these, you know, chain kind of organizations, you know, have that now. So it's,
you know,
you're almost not paying a delivery fee. I mean, even, you know, supermarkets, you know, maybe you'll provide a tip, but just like transportation, going to the supermarket, you know, it doesn't have to be the only way you
right.
get.
Well, you know, part two, if you think a little bit more about that concept, all right, my daughter in Michigan can go on my chart or follow my health or whatever, and have and communicate with the doctor with email, see all the stuff that's going on. You know, they always put a visit recap on my chart after you've been to the doctor. So your family, not right on top of you necessarily, but they can help you manage your health with things like that. I mean, I use my chart all the time. I'll name a pharmacy, but like Walgreens or any of them, you can actually manage. You do not have to be right on top of them. You can do it from Michigan or Iowa or wherever you might live to help people who have maybe not the technical capability to do it, but they can talk to you on the phone and say, you know, I really need to get my blood pressure medicine or whatever. And they can do refill to the doctor. They can do a refill order for the pharmacy, which can be delivered to your home. You don't have to pick it up in the store, and it's free. You know, there's a lot of things.
No, you're right. And that's what I think is so important is, you know, as you're saying, is to know your options out there, because there are a lot of ways. And this is one of the beautiful things about technology is that, you know, we're able, that is true. Because listen, like tons of our Project Independence members, especially, don't have family right around the corner. You know, right. So it's nice that there can still be this collaborative family effort, you know, that the senior isn't, you know, just left on their own trying to navigate all these different things. So that's a great point, Otto. And I think that it's certainly important. And you could always call Project Independence, you know, and talk to a social worker or a nurse and kind of work through these different options. So it's definitely,
you know, Christine, I think I have an idea for a next chat or some kind of support group, and it would be for a Project Independence member, and we can do it on Zoom, maybe to bring an advocate with them, and we could have the meeting and talk to people about if you're going to be an advocate. So not necessarily a family member, but someone who's willing to kind of understand the needs that the senior has and how they could help. I don't know. We'll have to talk about it, but maybe, you know, maybe it's another way to kind of help people. You know, so many seniors, Otto, I'm sure you're aware of this, they don't want to ask for help.
Yeah.
They feel like, you know, as they get older, maybe a little bit more frail, that their independence has kind of been kind of fleeting. as it is, and then to actually ask for help is such a dilemma. And I think people feel like they're afraid that things will be taken away from them, you know? And that's why Project Independence is so important, that we stay to our message, which is aging in place. So everything we're doing with Project Independence is to help you live in your home as safe as possible, whether it's, you know, taking a free fitness class online, a transportation ride, you know, completing your circle of support, speaking with one of our incredible trained social workers or nurses.
I mean, and it's, you know, it's the education piece, I think, is so, you know, we're, and I, that's half the battle. And I mean, with seniors and with anyone, frankly, it's doing the legwork, right, of figuring out all these different options out there. It's a lot easier to be like, I'm not even dealing with it. Like, this is a pain, you know, because it takes work. I mean, look, we always say Otto's the shining example of, you know, what I wish every senior would do, because he's so, you know, research oriented and thorough. But, you know, like, listen, unfortunately, your average person isn't going to do that. And it's hard. And I don't blame it. It's a difficult thing to figure, like, where do I begin? I mean, we have this conversation all the time, you know, so that's the great part about Project Independence is, listen, we might not be directly providing that service to you, but we can connect you to it, you know? So it's ruling out, you know, having to do all that, you know, crazy, you know, stuff with all realms of things. So I think that that's, and that's what's great about this show, is that we are just building our database of research, you know, and referrals for people, because it's like, what happens here, you know, as you know, people obviously can listen and archive, but, you know, it also goes back to our team, who now has, you know, more information. I mean, you know, we learn something every day on this show. So I think it's just, that's a huge thing with Project.
We've just talked about could adds a huge dimension to the circle of support. And that's technology that I don't have to know. Right. I don't have to know how to use the computer.
Right.
I maybe have I may have a grandson, a granddaughter, my daughter, my son, maybe an old friend who's computer literate. And you know, part of the circle of support, really, then if you think about it, what pharmacy do you use? What doctor do you use? What site are they on? Like, there's MyChart or Follow My Health. You know, what I mean, these things that can be added to the circle of support. What store do you use to shop? Do you go to Stop and Shop or King Cullen or wherever? You know, if you think about it, a lot of this can be helped. The people can help manage that from anywhere.
Right.
And you're not giving up anything. You talk about banking. You know, I maybe I can handle, you know, a trusted family member can handle your banking and the paying of bills. And you can do that by saying, Christina, you know, I have a bill here from whoever, and it's every month for my electric. So, okay, you could put this onto the system and pay the bill for them from Michigan. You know, automatically. So there's.
Are you reenacting a call I just got from my dad? No. So he's like, B, I need your help, you know, because my dad is clearly on the younger end of a senior, but is not exactly the most tech savvy of people. So of course it's the go-to, but you're so right. And it's something that can be, is important. And I think Otto, you know, this is something we should have offline, because I've been working on kind of getting that circle support in my downtime kind of digitized. So,
well, we actually have to take a quick break. We will continue talking with Christina Liu with Talk of the Town and co-host Otto Loos. We will be right back. You've been listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 and WCWP.org.